The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got it!
It's time for episode 666 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint Rocktober on your way back to summer 2024. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me, as always, Brett, Peter, BPM, Pietro Morris, Stard. What's up, Stard?
What's going on, man? Happy 666.
Thank you. You too, as well.
This is a huge landmark for the show.
This is massive. This was the aim, was to get here and to celebrate metal, and to celebrate Satan. And I think we should just keep it at
And it happened in Rocktober.
Yeah, and we hit it in Rocktober.
An October miracle.
Planned since the beginning. It's exciting
stuff. Let's get our very special guest.
Yeah, a perfect guest for this episode. We're excited to have him, a heavy metal icon and in his own right and hilarious. Please welcome back to the charts, Brian Posehn. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Love the music. Nice.
Yeah. Hey, Feliz Rocktober to you.
And right back at you.
Are you doing anything special to celebrate? Is Rocktober a big deal over there?
I mean, October is, and rock always is.
Okay. You don't need a special month to celebrate.
I'm going to see Brendan Small's band in a couple of nights. Little Death Clock down in Orange County.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, nice. Very
cool. That'll be sick. Boom. Along with the Baby Metal. Are you familiar with the Baby Metal?
Yeah, Baby Metal from Japan.
I love Baby Metal.
Are they playing together or are those separate gigs?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That is one show.
Damn. That's awesome. Yeah. And congratulations to him. That's huge. Does he also have a following in Japan?
I don't know. I'm sure he's toured there.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I've been wanting to go there myself forever.
Yeah, they would be hungry for your metal stylings over there, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I might have sold a couple of records there. Who knows?
Yeah, right on. Yeah, fun to get out there and find out. Well, we got exciting stuff. We're going to be counting down the music and movies. Let's get right into it. And first, I'm going to live wrap the history of recorded music. Feel free to join in if you want. It'll be over quick. Music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? GPT? Chat. Tunes.
Brutal.
Brutal.
All right. So today's music chart, we're going to do the top five metal songs on Spotify.
Nice. Okay.
I wasn't even aware they had this chart.
I wasn't either.
I don't recognize a single thing on it.
Perhaps this is the modern day Headbangers Ball. This is now where the kids go for their rock.
Yeah, we'll see what the kids are listening to.
There's going to be shit that I'm not even familiar with.
Yeah.
Brand new metal.
Let's see what we think.
Yeah, I mean, I try to stay on top of it. I had a DJ show up to till fairly recently that I was trying to stay on, you know, and play new stuff too, not just Judas Priest over and over. But
yeah, but it's hard, right? There's so much new stuff flooding out from different directions. It's hard to find a centralized place to get it.
Right.
I think metal is an interesting genre because I think fans in general hate more metal than they love, but they're so passionate about what they love.
Metal fans are the worst, man.
There's so many subgenres, and there's just so much that you have to stand against as a metal fan.
I mean, since I was a kid, there were guys, you know, we grew up in Metallica country, and or I did, and during that time, you know, I was in high school when they broke out, and like we were so proud that they were from the Bay Area and all that. And then still I had a dude I knew named Dylan who hated them on the second record. He's like, they fucking sold out, man. Yeah. All that acoustic shit, all that acoustic shit at the beginning. And, you know, and like, he's like, they're not as heavy. And I'm like, actually they're heavier. Like this.
Yeah.
Ride the Lightning is a fucking heavier record than Kill 'Em All.
And I was just like, off once you heard.
But
the 20-second intro to Fight Fire with Fire.
Yeah, yeah.
You just turn it off before it starts one of the heaviest songs they've ever.
Because his stepmom said, "Oh, that's pretty."
She likes it. Fuck that.
There's always been a Dylan to fucking ruin things in metal.
Yeah, I feel like I'm still growing out of the phase as a metal fan where you're supposed to stand against punk, or you're like look down on punk, or there's a divide. In a way, where like you always you like a lot of it, but it was sort of like I don't know. There was a sort of divide where I wasn't exposed to.
In the Bay, there was less of that because it was actually pretty united where I grew up in, and because my only friends I had at the middle of high school there were punk kids, and they would make fun of me daily. But we were still friends.
And what were they listening to? So they were more into Dead Kennedys. And
they were exactly Fear.
I love Fear.
TSOL.
Right.
I have these kids who told me that they actually did shit in a TSOL song, and I believed them for like a day.
What, that they were on the record?
No, that they... fuck dead people, because that was the thing that TSOL purported to do.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Hey, we just did it too. Yeah.
Yeah. We were down at the Sonoma Mortuary the other night.
I miss when the mystique was that strong that you might believe it for a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's so many rumors.
Punk rock was so crazy. Yeah, you were like, they might just do that. Who knows?
Yeah, you're scared. Mm-hmm.
They all put right. gel in their hair and make it look like a
egg whites.
The Lady Liberty.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Each Soul with Altercation. Whoa.
They got soft, dude. Guy's instrumental outfit. Oh, there he is.
I gotta say, this is way different than what I was expecting.
I thought it was gonna be really noisy, and this is top five metal on Spotify.
Yeah,
I'm not familiar with them. They're proggy. I like
proggy.
Before the singer came in, the drummer was doing some interesting things. And I like the way it built.
A lot of stops and starts.
But then the vocal comes in and it's so kind of mess.
Kind of wussed it up. That's why the drummer had to pound the pound so hard to make up for that. Those wuss vocals.
He's apologizing for what's about to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. It almost sounds like he keeps wanting to stop the song.
Our singer's kind of generic, so get ready.
Right. Enjoy these cymbal hits.
Yeah.
That's what I find it insane how many singers break the band, especially within metal or within a lot of new stuff, at least to my ears, where I'm like, but I know that that's how a lot of stuff I like hits other people, but it's usually about the singer.
For sure.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Imminence with Desolation. I think he's upset.
Why'd it go underwater? What were they called?
Altercation semen.
Imminence.
Imminence.
I didn't hate it at first.
Once again, the music wasn't bad, but we got to revoke this guy's license to whisper and then scream. I mean,
yeah.
It's like the auto tune of metal at this point, of rock.
Yeah. It had that early 2000s sound that won't go away.
Or even earlier, it kind of reminded me of Korn a little bit.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That soft, the sort of wuss vocal with the screaming.
Yeah. And the alternate. Like, I don't know how you really sound. You're like a voiceover actor. Like, which character are you?
I would actually listen to a metal song where it's just the coming attractions guy singing in a world
that'd be awesome. That's like that
Viking movie, the Norseman. Yeah.
Christopher Lee used to do vocals for that band Rhapsody. It was like the cheesiest prog metal band that Chris Lee would sing for. All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
I Prevail with There's Fear in Letting Go.
He auditioned for the wrong band, but they're like, no, you should be our metal singer.
Sounds like a metal boy band.
Yeah. Oh, he's going through puberty. Wow.
Yeah. Nah.
Brian, who started that whole thing? Was it Linkin Park?
Linkin Park.
Yeah, they did, right?
I think so. I mean,
yeah, they were the first ones.
That's what that reminded me of. In Evanescence,
right,
with the female vocal
that
doing
whole era,
that,
right? Yeah.
But they
and I actually liked Amy Lee's voice, or do like Amy Lee's voice.
Yeah, I think it works better with these guys. It's it's a guy from the valley crying like a wuss over the chorus, right?
Yeah,
when he should be getting hard.
And then a dude with a backwards baseball cap goes, yeah.
This is me that they're influential still.
It feels
I never got on board, and I had metal friends go, man, you got to see Linkin Park live. And I'm like, no, I actually don't. I do not.
I saw them.
I can do whatever I want.
Right.
I saw them live just because they were part of the bill of other bands I wanted to see, And no, you didn't have to see them live. One of the
people
guys
love them, you know, people love them, but I never that poppy type metal. I mean, I don't like a lot of the stuff that was happening in the 90s and 2000s. Like Godsmack is doing like a reunion show and I'm just like, I hated why?
Right.
I hated that. I didn't like Disturbed. I didn't like, you know.
Yeah.
Down with the Sickness and whatever. I liked it when Joey Cheesy did it in the Dawn of the Dead movie, but.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there a derogatory term for that stuff in the metal community?
Mallcore. Some of
Mallcore.
I remember that. Yeah.
That's good.
I like that.
Strip club metal.
Right.
But I like some of that. I liked, you know, I've always liked Rob Zombie. And right. Pantera.
You love that.
And that can be strip club metal too. Yeah. But
I used to hear Silent Lucidity quite a bit in the
Queensryche.
Queensryche.
Nice. Yeah.
Some good prog rock.
Right there.
20 years ago a buddy came from a strip club and went, "Hey man, there this song, it was like da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na." And I was like, "You're at a strip club and you heard Pantera?" And he goes, "Yeah."
I remember seeing someone dance to Pantera at Jumbo's Clown Room.
Nice.
And I was like, "Hey, there you go. Good taste." If you can make it work, if you can make Cemetery Gates work on the pole, like, you know, more power to you. That's awesome. All right, coming in at number two.
Number two,
Asking Alexandria.
These guys have been around a while now.
Okay, with Psycho.
I'm feeling out of my mind. Gotta feel so alive. No, I'm not gonna die, cause I'm a psycho.
What? They go Pentatonics on it.
What?
They go in boy band there for. That sounds like Backstreet right there.
It does. This is, yeah.
That's Backstreet metal. Damn. Yeah. I mean, I actually, before that part, I thought it was the best one so far. I liked the lick. And then.
I thought the production sounded good. Yeah, and then that.
They went to Orlando on us.
I get what they're doing, but I don't like it.
No. It's just a strange generation, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like they've been around at least 10 years now. I saw them like at a Golden Gods Awards when they first broke. But they never were my cup of tea, and then that's their new stuff. Yeah.
That sounds like Imagine Dragons or something.
Like
so
they must be hanging out with a weird group of people that's like into boy band and metal. There's just gotta be a weird.
I don't know that that's a new thing. I mean, maybe that it, but that other song kind of reminded me of that too.
The
song before this,
but I mean, it's a trend.
It's hard to imagine because this stuff feels so easy to make fun of. And metal in general has been so directed at young male testosterone, aggression and stuff that it's difficult for me to understand like who this obviously is so popular, but who is just unironically loving this.
I think it's the ass, the people, those kids that are eating ass now, like that's a big thing. And
still, that was like 2 years ago.
But this is now what they've graduated to, you know, now it's like
good ass eating music.
They're making boy metal sound like boy bands.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Tweet at us live if you can answer. Yep, go ahead.
maybe it's very skewed towards Spotify, this chart. Like, maybe this really just scoops up a certain type of listener.
But this is a great reason why maybe we're not all caught up exactly with metal. It's gone astray, perhaps.
No, but there's still good things still being produced. I've heard recent stuff, and this isn't it.
But like he was saying, if you got to, you know, the goal, you got to dig, because a lot of the metal fans are against the metal. This to right. me sounds like the stuff they'd be against.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many sub communities. You just find a good group of people that can tip you off to like the good shit. And there's tons of it. All right. Here's number one.
Number one.
Oh, this is interesting. This is a collab. This is Bring Me the Horizon with Lil Uzi Vert with Daryl Palumbo and Glassjaw.
Oh, I'm not going to like this, I don't think.
This is called this is called Amen.
I hope you have fun.
This makes me want to go punch a Hot Topic.
It sounds like singing competition metal or something. Like all those vocal shows.
They've been around a while, too.
They all have such a... They
all melding together in an ugly way.
Do you have anything handy saying where those bands are from? I believe Asking Alexandria and... Bring Me the Horizon. I believe that they're British, both of them, and that the kids are now in their 30s.
Well, you're right. Bring Me the Horizon.
Both those bands were around like 10 years ago.
Yeah, Bring Me the Horizon formed in 2004, and they're British.
Okay, these are older
even
bands.
20 years.
Yeah.
Wow. It's
still like
maybe Spotify is just a bad place to find the new metal. But
yeah,
I can tell you a lot of
the British bands. They used to improve rock and roll. Now they take the worst of American rock.
No, but there was this
regurgit.
There was this trend that came out like I guess 20 years now. I can't even believe it's been that long. But
let's innovate. What are they doing? And they haven't done much with rap. Let's admit that as well. For the amount of time they've had, they haven't done much with it.
Oh right, I still like Anthrax and Public Enemy. I still feel like that.
That right. is classic. And I feel bad that they created this other whole genre. Yeah.
I feel like that Mike Patton, for as brilliant as he is vocally, he kind of started maybe like as an
influence. A little blame on Faith No More
blame,
for sure.
Yeah. Like, some of these guys try to do that hot and cold, whatever you call it, vocal style, and it's just not as cool as the way he does it.
No.
Well, that is metal, at least on Spotify. There's better stuff out there. Look for it, gang. Maybe we'll have some in the hot picks, and we'll be right back with the movie chart.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Brian Posehn and
Brett Morris.
And this is The Movie Chart. Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. Most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are giant. Movies. All right, let's see what's bringing people back into the theaters.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
The Blind.
It is the drink. He becomes a devil, son.
Yo.
I ain't bringing a preacher man around here.
I heard you might be needing one.
The true story of the Robertson family.
Whoa. Every movie's now a religious movie. We've never had so many religious movies in the top five.
Oh, is that what that is?
Where did we come down on this last week? Was it a religious movie? I remember it being like hard to figure out.
This is the first time I'm seeing it.
Well, apart
if
from
you've
our
never
show
heard
last
of
week.
The actors, or if it's like Jim Caviezel,
right? Usually,
yeah. Caviezel's the biggest guy. It's religious.
Yeah.
This was the crazy Duck Dynasty origin.
Oh, this is even crazier. Yeah.
In 1960s Louisiana, future Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson falls in love and starts a family, but his demons soon threaten to tear everyone apart.
Ew. How about that?
Insane.
Duck Dynasty origin story movie.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, that's way worse than religion.
It's bringing me back to COVID Schmovid. I'm going to the theater.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
The Creator.
Yeah, it's just a kid.
Also sounds religious. I'm not sure it is.
Well, that's what the Hollywood figured out to make these sound like they might be about Jesus. So
that's actually, you're probably right. This is sci-fi.
Do you have any idea what the thing is?
She looks like a little girl now, but she's growing. Whoever has that kid wins the war.
Which side do you want, huh?
Oh, yeah, it has... Dream on.
What do you want, sweetie?
For robots to be free.
I wish that one was more about Jesus. Oh, hey, So Roger Waters, I want to talk about Roger Waters for a second.
Yeah.
He's on tour. I guess he's performing some part of his catalog or one of the Pink Floyd albums or something.
I think he's doing Dark Side of the Moon Redux or whatever. He like re-recorded Dark Side of the Moon, which is just insane. Insane.
Did he do it for getting the rights to it like Taylor Swift, or he wanted to redo it?
That
first one sucked.
I think probably both. I think he probably did it for rights reasons, but he wrapped it around language of like, I'm updating it to the way I originally envisioned it and adapting the lyrics to now and stuff. Yeah.
Right. Well, so anyway, he was doing a show the other night somewhere, and he just started reading out of his autobiography for like an hour, they said.
Yeah. Yeah. And he just like sat down and just started reading. Like boring passages, like confusing, weird passages from his book, and stories that went to nowhere.
Yeah,
it's disappointing.
People were yelling at him, and then he was telling the audience to like shut the fuck up and pay attention, and that they can't be talking and stuff like that. Like they said, he was like a schoolmaster
or a crazy old man. Yeah,
yeah.
I saw him right when Trump had won, and he was amazing. But
was that at Staples? I think I saw that show too, where he had like the Trump like blimp, like pig blimp or whatever, flying over you.
Yeah, he was losing some people that night, but I thought it was pretty incredible, and he was still on top of it. But I've heard that he was kind of. He's been saying some questionable things in the press in the last couple of years too, where you're kind of like, "Oh no,
are you not saying?" You.
Yeah, they, yeah.
So you're not drinking Roger's water?
Nice.
We can.
They were a band I didn't dig in high school, but I got so into Pink Floyd after high school. They weren't heavy enough for me when I was 16, but. Later, you know, they're one of my favorite bands now.
Yeah. The heaviness is in, I mean, Animals I consider to be heavy, even if it doesn't have tons of distortion.
Right.
Just kicks ass. But they're one of those bands where you're always trying to figure out like Yeah, like for years, I was just kind of like, why don't they just fucking bury the hatchet and get back together? Like, this is insane. Probably both David Gilmour and Roger Waters are hard, difficult or whatever.
Yeah.
But then, like, as the years went on, at least recently, you're kind of thinking, like, oh, yeah, it's Roger Waters. He's probably a nightmare.
I gave up on that ever happening a couple of years ago, but I used to be like, oh, that's... They would press their own money if they started touring, you know?
Yeah. They were capable of it for a long time, too. Yeah. Like, they could have just sounded like themselves.
What's number three?
Number three is Saw X.
This one came out of nowhere. I didn't even know there was a Saw X coming.
I saw this one.
Oh, you like it?
I did like it, yeah. I've been catching up on all the Saw movies for the first time.
Did you Saw X it?
It's not X-rated. What happens then? Your whole life happens then. It's crazy. So this one takes place between Saw 1 and 2. So it's like a semi-prequel.
Oh, wow.
And it gives you way more backstory than any of the other Saws do. Like, the first, like, you know, third of the movie.
Is that what people are asking for?
I know. The Saws are absurd. Like, that's what I'm learning watching through the series now. I have a totally different view on it than I did from the outside.
What was the Chris Rock one?
I think that one was Spiral, maybe, or something. Yeah. I haven't gotten to that one yet.
Wasn't that part of the Saw universe?
It is, yeah, but I haven't gotten to that one yet. I heard it's awful, but they're fun movies. I'm enjoying it. And what surprised me about the movies is that they made one a year for so many years, and they all tie in together exactly like a TV series. Like, you're almost meant to watch it like a TV series because the way it leaves you off of each episode,
yeah,
like, goes directly into the next one, and they tie up every loose end you never even thought was a loose end. Like, it's really funny the way it just keeps on going back to the first two and filling in all these gaps you didn't even know. It's like obsessively tying up loose ends in a funny way.
That sounds good. I didn't know.
Yeah, for something that came out, it's all about the gore. They're actually kind of smart.
They're kind of smart, and it's like these fun, and it's kind of funny in that sort of ridiculous way where you're just like,
yeah.
At this point, it's not even scary because you know Jigsaw so well.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's almost the good guy in a lot of ways. Like, he's just punishing bad people, and you're just kind of like, oh, what kind of trap will he think of next? Like, these escape rooms. But there's no mystery anymore to, like, what's going on. Like, in the first two, you're like, who is this guy? What's going on?
Right.
Now it's just like this really elaborate TV series almost. Yeah, X did the same thing. It still fills in those first two Saw movies. So you got to see those two at least before you see X.
Oh, I've seen up to this one, I think.
Hey, I got a new theory on why Elon Musk changed Twitter to X. Because... Yeah. A lot of times you just click on anything that has an X, like you use it to, like, turn off ads and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's just like, oh, people will just always click on that.
I'm going,
like,
to turn off Facebook and, oh, where am I?
Yeah, yeah.
Might be onto something. All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Paw Patrol, the mighty movie.
What?
It's a Rocktober classic.
When our world is threatened, one team.
There you go. That guy can be in the metal band.
Did he say launch?
No. I said launch.
Paw. Some.
Whoa. The kids are still loving the young. They love animated stuff, the kids.
We dodged that. My guy's 14, so we didn't get Paw Patrol over here. He knew his friends' younger brothers and sisters, but
is he into metal like you, or what is he? Because 14 is the formative age. So whatever he's getting into right now is gonna last, I think.
He's playing guitar. No, he's learning Muddy Waters right now. And he's, he's like a blues guy. We took him and, we saw, Buddy Guy recently and he loved it. And, he likes everything. He's likes metal. He loves good hip hop. Biggie is like his favorite and he's into, you know, Wu-Tang Clan. And so it's all me schooling him and then him kind of deciding to go back to certain things. You know, I might have pushed Metallica a little harder than I should, but he's been and he enjoyed it, but he's seen Iron Maiden and shit like that. And, nice. You know, so he likes pretty broad. And he also, because his favorite movie is The Big Lebowski, so he loves what the dude loves. So he's like playing Creedence in his room and shit like that.
Hates the Eagles.
Does not enjoy the Eagles.
That's unusual though. Cause I find like with my nephews and it feels like a lot of young people, there's less interest than ever in learning anything from before their time.
Like, well, he's the opposite. He doesn't want to know anything about pop music or anything. Yeah. He loves 70s movies. We've still, like, we broke down the R barrier maybe a year and a half ago, and he's seen, he just saw Full Metal Jacket and loved it. He's got really good taste. He loved The Godfather, you know, read the book right after he saw the movie. We let him see the movie, and he got obsessed. And, he's a good dude.
The R barrier.
Congrats on that. Bringing up a good kid. We'll go his way around.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
The Exorcist Believer.
This I want to see.
Definitely. It's gotten horrible reviews.
I'll go anyway.
You know.
I see most horror anyway. Mainstream.
Don't be scared.
We've met before.
Is this Pazuzu again?
Must be.
Are you looking for Reagan?
Are you looking for Reagan?
Whoa!
She burns in hell! Reagan!
Wow. You know, it's weird that they're still tying it back to the first one. Like, I kind of feel like you can go on to new Exorcists.
Yeah, I think
Exorcist 3 was good.
I think Blue Mass, they had success with, and it's the same producers, right, with doing that with the Halloween relaunch. And
right.
I don't know. I think that's what
started this. Well, the first Halloween, remake was good. And then
they fell off.
Then it completely fell off.
The third one was, and it made me sad almost because I actually had hopes for him. I really liked the first one a lot.
Yeah,
and then
too.
The second one was kind of a mess. Some of my friends liked it less than I did. I still enjoyed some of the kills. And, you know, the more people you put him up against, the more ridiculous it looks. Like when he's just slaughtering firemen. It's like, oh, no. Like,
I know. Plus, he's like a superhero.
It's like killing the Justice League because firemen are real heroes, you know. And he's just murdering these good dudes who live together and eat chili in a firehouse.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we got to go out to the old Myers house. Oh, we'll be back. I'll beat you at Scrabble, buddy. And then, nope, they all get murdered by this fucking thing that, and they kind of, I didn't like at first when Rob Zombie gave Michael Myers a backstory. And the more I look back at that one, I just watched his first Halloween recently.
Yeah,
he does some experimental things that I don't completely think work, but I still enjoyed it, but the first one I really like.
I remember liking that one.
But because the original is my all-time favorite movie or all-time favorite horror film.
It's so good.
Yeah, the first.
I don't know exactly when Mike Myers became supervillain level powers, like as if he was born on another planet and he can literally just beat 100 people in a fight. Like, I remember from the first one, it just seemed like just a really scary, realistic serial
killer. And
that's
what was scary about him, was that it was unexplained. He did, you know, no one knew why he was like that.
Yeah.
And then to kind of explain it is such a 90s or 2000s thing that people were doing, you know.
Hey, these properties, they tend to get bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, that even happened with Seinfeld, to where, like, it was just crazy over the top in the later episodes.
Right. So that's almost like what I'm liking about Saw, is that they've built the over-explanation into the format of the whole thing. So it's just almost becoming funny how over-explained it all is, including the new one. I already feel like I understand his motivations after the first couple, but they keep adding on other stuff to his origin story where you're like, all right, wow, now he's really motivated to create these traps.
I'm not going to see Paw Patrol, but I'll definitely see Saw Patrol. Exorcist.
Saw Patrol, there you go.
Yeah. Saw Patrol, yeah.
That should be the new one.
Well, right on. That's what's bringing him back into the theaters, and we'll be right back with the Hot Picks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
All right, we'll see if we did better than Spotify, rock, metal, whatever that was, with our picks. Let's find out. These are the hot picks.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
We got Howard's first pick. This is Claire Dunn with Ready for a Fight.
This is a country lady. She's tough, though. Listen in.
Okay. Ready to fight.
I like that. Where'd you hear that?
I scour the country charts, so I find the good stuff. Yeah, but that's just one of the good ones.
I mean, a lot of modern country, but I like that. I like that. Yeah,
I could send you a good list. I'm on it, and I find the stuff like that. She cuts right to the chase. It's kind of a gritty story. But it's empowerment without it being like, you know, candy ass, you know?
Yeah, or a beer commercial.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Zakk Wylde, before Black Label Society, he came out with the band Pride and Glory?
Yeah, I liked some of that.
And they were like country metal, and I liked it. Yeah. It was good. I almost wish he stayed in that direction. All right, coming in number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Ty Siegel. He's got a new single out. It's got A and B sides that I both really love. He's a San Francisco guy. This is Eggman.
Donkey.
Yeah. Here we go.
Wild swing to it.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's really different. I like how the things are hard panned in it.
Yeah.
Is that a young person or is that a older dude? Or
he's been around for a little while.
I don't know.
But
it's got like 20 albums.
Oh, wow.
He's got a lot of stuff.
He's real prolific. But yeah, I like it was like call and response, almost like gang, gang,
gang, gang. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know where that riff was going, and I wound up liking it.
Totally. The second song on the single is called The Void, which is also really good. All right, coming in number three.
Number three.
This is Brian's pick. This is Extreme with Hashtag Rebel. Was Nuno Bettencourt on guitar. And I'm guessing it has an amazing solo.
Yeah. He rips it.
Yeah.
Do you play that to your youngster when you guys are having tensions?
No. We went and saw them, though, and we were laughing. I told my son, I go, dude, he played all the notes. And he goes, yeah, pretty much.
He didn't shortchange us on notes today.
No.
I was saying in the break, like, I feel like I'm a bigger Nuno fan than I am an Extreme fan, but I like
them.
Yeah. They have some
I've
cool
always
stuff.
Been my relationship with liking the band was like they came when I was in so much into thrash metal and I was working at a record store too, so I was a cynical bastard, you know, I was typical tower guy. And then in Sacramento, and they came out, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. But I immediately was drawn to his guitar playing.
Yeah.
And I like when some of their songs, Get the Funk Out, it really grew on me.
Yeah.
But Come Out and Play, I like how catchy it was. And I feel like this captures what was likable about Extreme 30 years ago now.
Right.
I think it's cool that a bunch of 50-year-old dudes could actually write 10 songs again because it's kind of blown up on rock radio, like in their tour exploded. Like they sold out everywhere this year. And every like older dude that has a podcast or a YouTube video where they talk about metal. Every guy talked about that guitar solo in the first song in Rise.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt when I heard it. I was like, wow, I can't believe my favorite record of this year is Extreme. I thought I would never ever say that, because it's not like they were ever my thing.
Right. There's a ton of buzz about that guitar solo, which was fun for me to see too. I just haven't seen that much buzz about, oh my God, you got to hear what this guy's doing on this one solo.
You know, and who else is ripping it and almost 60 years old now and like kind of a joke in the 80s because of their Christianity? Striper. People always made fun of them.
Sure, and of course.
Their new stuff, their last three or four records, because once I heard the new one, I went, my I buddy it. Goes, oh yeah, man, they've been putting out some good stuff.
Yeah.
They rip. It's not the heaviest. It's not Slayer, you know,
right?
But it's better than you think. And that guy can still sing.
Who would have known? Michael. Like, I remember thinking so long ago, like, this genre, like these bands, even Metallica and stuff, like they're not going to be able to do what the Stones have done or whatever, because it's such an intense physical type of music and screaming. But then I'm like,
I don't know.
My God, they're so good.
Metallica tour.
They were amazing.
They were great. Yeah.
They got Apple Watches now. They're staying
there. Yeah. Now I remember thinking, like, how will they be able to do it? And then even like new Exodus records and stuff, like they sound awesome. Like that.
I didn't go to Old Cella, but I heard Old Cella was amazing. People said that, all the old-timey metal guys Power put trip. On a great show. Yeah,
I mean, Judas Priest still, I only saw them for the first time like maybe 6 years ago, 7 years ago, and they blew me away how good they were.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the best shows I've seen in a long time. The best. All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is a band. This is my pick. This is Twin Temple. Have you heard of these guys? This is a really funny group. They're like, I think they're a duo. And it's super doo-wop, like it sounds like oldies, but it's all Satanist. So this is Twin Temple with Burn Your Bible. And you gotta listen to the lyrics. But it's like good. It sounds like the Ronettes. Let me fast forward here.
It's like Black Sabbath, for sure.
There's another single
called It sounds like a Motown Christmas album.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Ronettes or whatever, like Phil Spector. But there's another one called Be a Slut, which is fun too. You got to read the lyrics along with it though to really make out what she's saying. There's some clever stuff in there. All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is Howard's pick. This is Paul Coffin with 25 Tequilas. Yeah,
we heard this guy. He's got that other weird song, Wild Man. But he's kind of like, I don't know. It's a dumb country rappy kind of song, but it's got a good hook.
All right.
And I don't know what my mind was on when I walked in the bar. I was going for it, and I was going hard. Double vision, double fist, and double trouble. Mission, I was messed up, slurring and a stumbling, blurring and a bumbling, tank like Hank. God dang, I'm a hurting today, but you won't hear me complain. Must have had about 25 tequilas, 25 tequilas. Judging by the way I'm feeling, I damn sure had a good time.
It It's like an old Jim Stafford kind of song.
Well, I started with the good stuff, ended with the good enough wound up.
I like the production. Like, it's, it almost sounds like a Beck song or something.
Yeah, the trombones and stuff.
Yeah, it's just a lot of crazy shit.
This guy
happened.
Makes weird songs. He made that other one, Wild Man, where he sounds like Macho Man Randy Savage or something. But it's like,
you should do a video with like a Trans Am just doing donuts, because it feels like it should be over, know, Smokey and the Bandit, the sequel.
Right, right. Yeah, it's got that old time feel.
Yeah, like Jerry Reed having a guest spot on it.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. All right.
That was cool. Good. What's that guy's name?
Paul Coffin. Coffin. CAUTHEN.
Mm.
And he's like he's just like the drunken hillbilly that gets arrested on episodes of Cops, or, you know, Ronnie Dobbs. You know.
Ronnie Dobbs. Nice.
Shout out to that. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. This was a perfect 666. We learned about a lot of metal today we didn't know about. And I hope you had a good time as well. Is there anything you want to send the listeners to?
Oh, of mine?
Yeah.
I've got a lot of, if you like comical books, that's what I was doing during COVID, and they're all finally coming out. I've got a time travel police procedural.
Wow.
That I wrote with a buddy of mine called Rifters, coming out in May. And in March, this thing that I'm really, really stoked on, I wrote with Rick Remender, and it's about skateboarding in the 80s, and it's called Grommets. I just woke up one morning during COVID and went, I want to write a comic book about skateboarding in the 80s and call it Grommets. I called Rick because he skated in the 80s. I was terrible, but I loved it. Mm-hmm. And I fell all the time. I broke kind of everything I could break.
Mm-hmm. Me too. It's
within
a
couple of short
sport.
Years. Yeah, it's so hard.
It's so hard.
And I thought I had Tony Hawk's build at the time. I was skinny, and, you know, now I'm like three Tony Hawks, but
Tony,
not in a good way.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Nice. But anyway, Grommets through Image Comics, and then BrianPastain.com, all that shit. Yeah.
Okay. Excited for that. And congratulations on that. And start.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Go to CBBWorld.com. Find out all the new stuff we're putting out there. Go to ImprovForHumans.com. Again, putting out all kinds of great content there. And go to WhoChartedPod.com to support this show and hear Two Charted
Absolutely.
Every single week.
Get all the old back episodes.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of fun on Two Charted. It's the show after the show where we catch up, go through a lot of obscure videos and songs and topics, and we have fun on there.
Yeah, and rewinds from old episodes and stuff. It's fun to do that.
Yeah.
And also check out Griftors, my podcast with Megan Beth Keister. You can earn money listening to that one. Everybody has. And also check out HaveASummer.com. Pick up an Awesome Stories DVD or Have a Summer T-shirt. And we will see you right here next week on
Who Charted.